Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Sabri, the chapter on patience. Normally in English this word patience got to do with some type of loss that the person, or sometimes of harm that the person experiences. Then on that occasion a person practices on patience, then we know it to be patience. But in Arabic this word patience, in Sharia this patience, sabr, has a broader meaning. It includes person exerting patience in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, as-sabru ala ta'at, that in being resolute, being firm when it comes to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is one out of three definitions out of sabr. That for example, it is fajr time, fajr is early, person is tired, but he's resolute, he's firm upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter whether I'm tired, it doesn't matter, I'm not feeling too well, I need to go to the masjid, I'm going to the masjid. Person is firm that I need to wake up for my tahajjud salat. He's waking up for his tahajjud salat. So this also is sabr. This is known as sabr ala ta'at, that firmness, that resoluteness in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I need to do, I'm doing. I'm not just falling short, I'm not being lazy in what I need to do. This is also obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another type is as sabr anil ma'asiyah, a person that exercises sabr when it comes to gunas. The temptation is there to look at something haram. The temptation is there to do something haram. The temptation is there to get involved in a business deal that is haram. Why? Because it's lucrative. If I get involved in this deal, I can earn so much. But it only means me giving one small bribe here. The person is careful. I exercise the sabr. And I just need to give this bribe and I can earn so much. I'll get the contract. He says, no, I'd rather leave that contract out, but I won't give a bribe. Or that investment is looking so lucrative, but there's a little bit of interest that is involved. He says, no, I leave it out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is known as as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. There is guna there, there is temptation there. Person is tempted to commit some guna. Just tempted to give that one extra glance and one look. He says, no. I'm going to make sabr. I'm going to be firm. I'm going to leave out this guna. And the third form of patience is as-sabru indal bala. Where a person goes through some difficulty, some hardship, and he makes sabr. He's patient. He is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the highest form of sabr. And this is the highest form of iman. And a person is happy. Now this was the quality of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were happy. This is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter if my whole family has to go, if my whole tribe has to turn against me, if people have to turn against me, it doesn't matter. But I make sabr, I am firm. I'm very, very firm. I'm happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a sign that a person has complete iman. So now this is the full definition of sabr. Normally we just think sabr when a person loses some family member, we say make sabr. But sabr includes being firm and resolute in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firm and resolute in staying away from gunas, and firm, resolute and patient when a person is experiencing any loss of life, family, friends, whatever it is, but whatever loss there is, at that time a person is also practicing on sabr. So few ayat of the Quran. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, be patient and compete with each other in patience. Compete with each other to see who can be more patient, who can be more happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of being patient is person complains less. He complains whatever he needs to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he doesn't complain to people. That is not his complaint. Yes, if he needs to see a doctor and tell the doctor what is the problem, there's no issue there. But just generally complaining to people, this is against sabr. Sabr is where a person doesn't complain. He is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he needs to complain, then it will only be to those people that are very, very relevant to the complaint. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, most certainly we will test you with a bit of fear and a bit of hunger and a bit of loss in wealth, in lives and in fruit. We'll cause you this little bit of loss. We'll cause you this fear. Allah Ta'ala is warning us and telling us this will happen. But give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. Bashir is sabirin. Who is giving glad tidings? Allah Ta'ala is giving bad glad tidings. Then to those that are experiencing sabr, or those that are practicing on sabr, that glad tidings be to you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Certainly those who exercise patience will be given the reward in full without measure. This word بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ means without any measure. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala From his side is so much, you can't even count it. But bighayri hisab, he's saying without any measure, that from his side Allah Ta'ala is just giving and giving and giving. For who? That person that is experiencing, or that person that is practicing upon sabr. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And the one who exercises patience and forgives, surely it is one of the most courageous of matters. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. The most courageous and the most great of matters is what? A person is exercising patience and he is forgiving. Exercising patience and forgiving. He is not getting involved in road rage. He is not getting upset for small things that may have happened to him. Somebody may have used a bad language. Somebody may have not invited him for one dawat. He doesn't get upset. He is patient and he forgives. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, seek help by means of patience and salah. Surely Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we will certainly test you until we may ascertain those of you who strive and those who exercise patience. So these are some of the ayat of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to give us an idea of how important patience is. Actually, when person has got patience in his life, then life also becomes very easy. It becomes easy for that person who's got patience, and it becomes easy for those people around the person who got patience. But if a person doesn't have any patience, then life becomes difficult for him, and life becomes difficult for the people around him. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.